Have you ever eaten a bug before?
That's Austin Miller of Kraft Crickets. He and co-founder Zoe Antone are at an Audubon Society gathering in Eugene. They're hosting a table covered with pamphlets on crickets' nutritional qualities. Antone offers small plastic cups containing samples.
These are dried, roasted crickets. We raise them right here in Eugene.
One woman warily eyes the cups of bugs. She is...
Joyce Baker.
Are you part of the Audubon Society?
I am. I'm the cupcake maker. This is my competition tonight.
Miller smiles and engages Baker.
Can I interest you in trying some?
I'm a little squeamish. I'm embarrassed as an outdoorsy person to say, I don't think I want to put a bug in my mouth.
We'll get back to the Audubon Society and see how those cricket snacks go over later. Now it's time to visit Kraft Crickets on site. It's in West Eugene, right behind a Burger King.
We're going to take you on a little bit of a tour, starting at the beginning of cricket life. So we'll take you into the nursery.
Zoe Antone opens up a small, humid tent. Austin Miller emerges.
If I dig a little hole with my finger, you can see how there are maybe 50,000 eggs in this 8x8 pan.
And this stage is called pinheads because they're the size of a pinhead.
The next room is stacked floor to ceiling of nearly 200 plastic totes. Miller figures they have 940,000 crickets here.
They only make noise when they're full adults, and it's just the males doing their mating call.
So I just recorded a few thousand guys saying, hey, check me out.
Yep, more or less.
Miller and Antone met in London. He's a former finance manager for Amazon, while she worked at a sustainable development consulting firm. Last year, they put down $25,000 for this warehouse space of 2,400 square feet. That may seem sizable for crickets, but Miller says it's nothing compared to what's needed for a beef steer.
To raise a pound of crickets, you need around 15 square meters. Cows, you need around 200 square meters. And crickets only require 1 gallon of water to create a pound of meat in the end. Beef, you need around 2,500 gallons of water.
Kraft Crickets doesn't have a slaughterhouse. Miller says they're only licensed to raise them on site. For harvesting, they use a local kitchen down the road.
And the crickets being cold-blooded, when you move them into a freezer, they'll slow down their systems, and if it's below freezing, they'll go into a hibernation.
Within 24 hours, the crickets die. They're then cleaned, blanched, and baked.
That's removing the water content so that you get a dried cricket that you can keep on the shelf for over a month.
Kraft Cricket's mission of providing more sustainable forms of protein is backed up by the United Nations, which released a report in 2013. It argues eating bugs helps alleviate environmental impacts as well as hunger. Some researchers, including May Barenbaum, head of entomology at the University of Illinois, say there's further justification for eating bugs.
It's essentially been in our DNA for millennia.
Barenbaum says our manual dexterity and brains evolved from our ancestors seeking out ants or termites from nests and grubs living under bark. So crickets aren't really a big stretch for us to snack on.
And in most ways are better suited for the human diet than our more conventional sources of animal meat. Crickets have all the essential amino acids. It's very high quality protein.
So Antone says the younger someone is, the more receptive they are to eating a cricket.
One of my friend's 2.5-year-olds, when we gave some to her to try, she just started taking handfuls and stuffing them into her face. And then we did a little test between crickets and her Cheerios. She chose the crickets every single time.
So let's go back to the Audubon Society, where we left Joyce Baker ready to try her first cricket.
Someone should hold my hand.
Don't look at it. Yeah, there you go.
Yum, 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 yum. Tastes a little like sunflower seeds. It's tasty.
Are you a convert?
Well, I'm very curious about how it would be ground up into smoothies.
Or your next batch of cupcakes.
Right, exactly. I'll surprise people. They'll say, oh, you put some nuts in this time. No, just a few little bugs.
Other Audubon Society members like them too. One woman declined, telling the Kraft Cricket founders she had just brushed her teeth. Miller and Antone say they'll keep pushing the benefits of crickets. A telltale sign of a convert is a sticker they hand people after a successful sample. It simply reads, I eat bugs. Brian Bull, KLCC News.